Absolutely, yeah. Go on, Rabbi Sai, our limud every day of halacha is as a schus for the refuah of Yosef Tov Ben Chayli, Shtav refuah Shleim of Bekor B'Soyshel of Oyle Yisrael. So something that we mentioned already, but I would like to leave you with a question. I don't have an answer to the question. The question to me seems to be a very, very simple, obvious question. And I wonder why nobody has asked the question till now. And I guess somebody did. I just didn't find out. It's on. Yeah, I just didn't find out who it is. So, in Yirmiyahu, Lamed Ches, Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Tes, it says, V'ohoyo, and it was, Kasha Nil Kadot Yerushalayim. Right, the destruction of Yerushalayim, the capture of Yerushalayim, and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh and of Yerushalayim, first time round, the first Beis HaMikdosh by the Babylonians. So, we know that there was a 2.5 year siege. They laid siege to Yerushalayim on Asor HaBateves, and 2.5 years later, in Tammuz, they broke through the wall. So it took them 2.5 years to actually break the defences. Yerushalayim was strong, Yerushalayim was well fortified. It took them 2.5 years of their best efforts in order to get through the wall. Shavuos HaBatamos, we're going to commemorate the breaking through of the wall. But, it says, Bashona HaTashias, in the 9th year, the Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda, Bachodesh Vasiri, this is Asor HaBateves, Bo Nebuchadrezzar Melech Bovel, Bechol Chela in Yerushalayim, Vayotzur Olehot. They laid siege to Yerushalayim on Asor HaBateves in the 9th year of Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda. In the 11th year, Ba'ashtei Asra Tzidkio B'chodesh Horavi B'tisha L'chodesh. On the 4th month of the 11th year, that means 2.5 years later, but it says B'tisha L'chodesh, on the 9th of the month, Hovka'ah Hoya. Very interesting, by the way, I saw Mephoshim bring down, that it says Hovka'ah Hoya, that the city wall was breached. And it's in the Nifal. The wall was breached. It doesn't say that they breached the wall. And I saw yesterday, one of the Mephoshim, I've forgotten who, it's very interesting because it's never occurred to me beforehand. It says, 2.5 years they couldn't get through. For 2.5 years they must have been attacking this wall with hammers and chisels and who knows what. Whatever they had, tools that they had, they couldn't get through the wall. And suddenly they got through the wall. So I heard that, I saw that one of the pshatim, why it says Ofka over here, that the city was breached and not that they breached the wall, is because it was the Bnei Yisrael from inside who broke out. They were so starving hungry and they had no food anymore. They'd run out and they were about to die. They had no koyach and they had no resources and they had no food. That they broke out, they thought, we'll take our chances with the Babylonians because if we stay inside, we're going to die. So apparently Hofkor here, according to one pshat, is there was the Bnei Yisrael who broke out and created the pyramid in the wall. But in any event, it says the 9th. The 9th of, by the first base of Mikdosh, it says B'tisha L'chodesh. Tisha L'chodesh, the 9th of Tammuz, was yesterday. So we wouldn't have fasted yesterday if we were commemorating this event. But we would have been fasting today, maybe at Tanis Nidche, from yesterday to today, to commemorate the breaching of the wall in the first Beis HaMikdosh. So why don't we keep the Tanis on the 9th of Tammuz? So says the Mechaber, this is Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Simon, Tovkuf Mentes, Sif Beis, Afal Gav Diskir Siv Bikro, even though the Pasuk says that we just learned, B'chodesh Ravi, B'sisha L'chodesh Hovka Oya, Eim Misanim B'tisha Boi, we do not fast on the 9th, Elo, B'yud Zayin Boy. We only make one fast, and we do that on the 17th of Tammuz. Why? Because even though the first Beis HaMikdosh was breached on the 1st, on the 9th, Oba Kiven, Shebishniyo, Hovko, B'yud Zayin Boy, seeing as the wall was breached in the second Beis HaMikdosh on the 17th, and that's closest to us. That's the Golos that we're in at the moment. The churban of the Bayis Sheni is the one that we feel more than the other. So therefore, they said, let's fast on the 17th and commemorate both breaches of the wall. The breach of the wall that took place on the on the 9th of Tammuz in the first Beis HaMikdash, and on the 17th of Tammuz we combine into one Ta'anis. Freg the Mishnah Berurah, and why don't we fast twice? Let's fast on the 9th in order to commemorate the breaching of the wall in the first Beis HaMikdash, and let's fast on the 17th. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'loirotsu ligzor gam betes. They didn't want us to have to fast on the 9th and on the 17th. Why? To ein machichin ala tzibur yoseh midai. Two tanesim, too close together. You have to fast on this on the 9th of Tammuz, and then you'd have to fast on the 17th of Tammuz. They're too close together. It's too much of a burden on the tzibur. Therefore, Chazal said, let's just combine it. We'll make it easy for you. We won't commemorate the 9th. We'll commemorate the 17th. And the kasha that I want to leave you with is, what about Tishri? They were masakin Tanis of Tzon Gedalia on the 3rd of Tishri, the day after Rosh Hashanah. And Yom Kippur is on the 10th. It's only 7 days away. So therefore, if we say that the reason why we don't keep two Tanesim is because these would have been 8 days apart, they were masakin Tanis Tzon Gedalia within 7 days of Yom Kippur. So I'll leave you with that kasha. I haven't seen the kasha. It seems to me very, very obvious kasha, very simple kasha, and somebody must ask it somewhere. So far in my searches I haven't found it, but I'd like to know actually if we say the whole reason why we're not fasting today, or today Nidche, or yesterday, is because it's too close together. Tanis, Tzon Gedalia and Yom Kippur are even closer together.
Yeah, but it's not a Tanis of the Tzara. It's a different sort. Yom Kippur is a different category.
A different type of Tanis. It depends what you mean by Ematrichin.
Start with the Torahway Northwest London, Sunday, Yud Tammuz, 6th of July, Rabbi Tzvi Meir Mitnick Shlita, The Value of Real Time. This week's Torah is sponsored anonymously, but of course, Hashem by Chalim by Milchamo, Shiafsi Rotem, Shalom, and Ben Hariro.
I just want to thank the ones who arranged this daily session and allowed me to be part of it. It's something that's truly amazing. We hear the feedback. And all those that are involved should have koyach to continue their great works on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and especially Habotzes HaTorah. Be'ezer Hashem, and with tremendous Yad Nishma, you're going to discuss, I would say like this, a very touchy topic, a very meaningful topic, and more so a very, very deep topic. There's a lot that goes into it. I hope the time will allow things to take in and take out. However, the message and what we could obtain could be a lot more than tremendous. We all read the parasha this week, and I'm sure many heard different pshatim, different mahalchim, and Zayis Chukas HaTorah. And it's sort of a mystery, sort of a kasha. However, the Ramban allows us to understand a little bit what's going on behind the scenes. And before we start with the Ramban, just to set up what the sugya of Zoyis Chukas HaTorah is, it's Tume versus Tahara, maybe Tahara versus Tume, but in real life, it's Miso, which brought that Tume, versus Chai. The two sides of the coin of Tume and Tahara, and we go deeper, what caused the Tume? It's the Tumas Hames, and the opposite side of the coin of Tumas Hames is Chayim. I want to start off with, I would say, a marvelous Ovis der Reb Nosson, which I always had shver. Something that stuck, you know, those things you put in the back burners, one day you'll get to it. And once we got to this new insight, partly b'schus that I had to be able to sit with this Chavrai Kadisha, a whole new oimik lefnimi oimik. There's always the nos in Perek Lamed Dalet, ois yud. Asore nikro chayim. There are 10 things that are called chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'Hashem elikim emes, hu elikim chayim. Toiro nikras chayim, shenemar yitzchayim v'achzikim bo. Yisrael nikro chayim, shenemar v'atem atveikim Hashem elikeich chayim. Tzadik nikro chayim, Gan Eden nikro chayim, Eretz Yisrael nikro chayim, Yerushalayim nikras chayim, Gemilas chasodim nikras chayim. And each one of the obvious ones brings a pasuk. Then Chocham nikro chayim, my makatuf. This is called life. This is not called life. There's 10 things that are called life. Sounds like a medrash plia. If you're doing a good thing, you're on the right track. Ishtabach shem olad. What does it mean these 10 things are called chayim? The subject of chayim, of kihein chayenu voyrich yemenu, kihi beis chayenu. Most people, the way we value life, if you're productive, you're moving forward, you're filling yourself with Dvorim Shebikdusha, mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim. The Chofetz Chaim says, as the world says, time is money. Says the Chofetz Chaim, v'ani oimer, money is time. I don't want to expand on these words of the Chofetz Chaim. I would say the world is established with three tkufis. And this is very, very three important three tkufis. I'm not sure if we can get to all of them. All parts of them. But that's on the basis of Hoyo, Hoyve, V'yir. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch. Past, present, and future. And the idea of the future that really means the world's going in a destiny, we're coming to Yimosh Mashiach, to the ultimate goal of Hashem Echod, Ushmo Echod. Past is the past. That's called a past letoiv. Is the koyers ha'ovis, divrei ayomin, our mesoyers. And then is present. And I'm jumping a little bit, I think it will be beneficial for the divrei chizik that we want to discuss. If a person would segment his life in these three chalokim of past, present, and future, where would a person say, I am being osakin today, most of my time? Where's my life heading? In which chalik of these three am I involved in? And I want to make it very clear, something which is shavu chol nefesh. And I'm not one to say Musar at all, especially to Anoshim Chashuvim. However, to discuss Dvorim, which could be an amazing effect, and perhaps more than just an effect, a life changer. Most of the world is busy with past. Busy with past means whether it's something that somebody heard or said derogatory, whether it's somebody shepherded you, or you went to a certain place, you didn't enjoy it, and for the next who knows how long, you're busy with that. In a more of a felony, which the world doesn't realize it, the essence of news is all the past. Any news we're hearing is not happening that second. In the second you're hearing it, already something that happened a minute ago. might be something close of the past. However, we're living a life of things that are no longer relevant. Other people might be more involved in the next category, the future, putting away money for my children, vacations. What's going to be tomorrow? How am I going to make it tomorrow? And people run their entire lives. Ma yevolid mocha. What's tomorrow going to bring us? Rather than what the present is, has very little mesima slave and focus. To take it a little deeper, and again, this is Hagdamah building up, and this is something I heard from, I'd like to call my Rebbe, I was able to hear a lot from the Rebbeinu St. David, also Gesundheit. If a person would dissect and put on the table what is the present, there is no present. A watch is never stay still. It's never at halt. The essence of present, that's why it's only kichatzois halayil. There's no such thing as present. If you cut the years of the minute to the second, and it's either the minute is going half backwards to the past, or you're going forward to the future. What is present? And my Rebbe Rabbi Yonason David said, you know what present means? Chayim. Life. And very few people live life. Live the moment to live the moment. And a person has to understand that our focus, our matona from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's choytech chayim l'chol chayim, it's not a question on the calendar of Yimei Shnei Seim Shivim Shona, Shmoinim Shona, Chen Yirbu Allah. The tiefkeit from chayim is not just how many days, months, or years a person can compound together. The emes chayim, and that's, we're starting soon, the Bein HaMetzorim, we'll talk about it at the end briefly. We're headed towards the Yom Leroyim, which everybody's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should be granted chayim, zechreinu l'chayim. We have to start peeling away to understand what is chayim, ma ze chayim. The pasuk says, "Bidchu boy becholeis." A person should be boteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times. There's a going. We read one or two lines from the going. It's not easy going, but perhaps the lesson we can learn. The inyan apasik kachu shet koydim lekach omer bitchu boy becholeis shehu soid hazivug shenikra koil veis bechibur kiyedua. And the going goes on to explain his famous yisoid that by sheduchim the sugya of ishtablus has no role at all. I'm not getting into that now, because the sugya of Shaduchim by its essence is betoch. What does that mean? What does it mean that the sugya of Shaduchim by its essence is betoch? Bitchud boy b'chol eis means a person has a minute right now. What does this minute represent? Most people, did I have a good Shabbos? Did somebody bother me? What did I mess up?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Most people are thinking backwards. Did I have a good Shabbos? Did I mess up with somebody? And they're always going in past. Other people, what I got to do today? How am I going to fill my day up? I'm going to make these people happy. Okay, if it's mitzvahs or something else, we'll get to mitzvahs in a second. Rather than realizing what Hashem is calling to everyone, Yankele, I'm giving you now a minute of life. Start thinking, what do I want from this minute? Start bringing, and here was a big yisoid, the Rotzen Hashem into your life. The Rotzen Hashem is Hoifa. Rotzen Hashem is this second, because I might change in another second. And what was, it's gone. That's not a Rotzen Kayum. If a person wants to understand and have true betochen, it's bechol eis. Doesn't mean all the time, like you regularly translate it. Bechol eis. A person who lives with betochen, a person who appreciates betochen, he's living a whole different platform of life. He's not living in current events. He's living, taking the signals and the messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol rega v'rega. And there's never a bleak moment. The only time a person has a bleak moment is the way things look in front of you. The way things seem. Again, you want to know if there's madregis, who eats madregis? Let me tell you something, my dear friends. Klal Yisrael has madregis. Klal Yisrael is an am only of an am from Milas. That's what we're about. And the media, and the time, and part of the bitter regolus is not to allow us to know this. That a person could be in the most dire situation. Bitchu boy b'choleis. A person's b'teach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In any situation. People think like, be talking some myth, or some concept, you know what I mean? I was speaking over with some bachur. A person has a situation, you daven. And the person says, I davened already. How am I supposed to daven for? Continue davening. I said, what's your next step? You want to do avodah zarah? What's your other choice? Making like you're putting Hashem on a time clock. Oh, if you daven for a year, oh, if you daven for 2 years. That is a personal understanding. Bitchu boy b'choleis. And a person who lives with betochen, he's not living and he's not subject all the swarm aggression. Time doesn't allow to go into it inside. All the swarm aggression. A person has to know to live with betochen, he's living the hoive be'emes. You know where the hoive is? You don't find it. You can't tap it on. Like we said before, you start splitting a minute, either goes to the past or the future. You know what hoive is? Rotzen Hashem. Rotzen Hashem. The Pasuk says, and Rabbi Yain elaborates in Shari Tshuva, in the first Shar, and he explains on the Pasuk, Chaim b'rtzoinoi. And he says, Taivis ha-tzadikim, it's amazing, Losh and Ayin Shom, Taivis ha-tzadikim is only lohofik ha-rotzen me'ashem. That's a person is looking at a Kodesh Baruch Hu ponim el ponim every single second. What does Hashem want from you now? And we'll go back to what we started in the sugya of Tumah and Tahara. We all know that the Gemara in Shabbos tells us tefilo is considered chayei sho. Rather, Torah is considered chayei oilom. Now, the part of tefillah being called chayei sho is a huge sugi for itself. We're not going to get involved with it. However, we want to speak about what does it mean chayei sho versus chayei oilom. Chayei sho versus chayei oilom is exactly what we're talking about. Chayei sho is subject to zmanim. There's a morning, there's an afternoon, there's a tomorrow, there's a yesterday. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of dvorim shebikdusha in chayei sho. But that's not where it's at. Where it's at is chayei oilom. We were just saying not long ago, we're still holding in 40 days from Matan Torah, v'chayei oilom not to b'sicheinu. What does it mean chayei oilom not to b'sicheinu? What's the taich word? Chayei oilom not to b'sicheinu. You know what Chayei Oilom not to b'sicheinu means? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a new segment of life, a new segment of Zmanim. O Oilom Habadik Yid. A Yid who's living above current events, which includes the past and the future, the present. Chayei means today. I don't find it inside. If I do, I do Yom Shrei Kapis. It's a marvelous Chofetz Chaim. And really, that's where I'm basing off most of what we're saying. The Chofetz Chaim in the Hagoah in Shmir Saloshin says, when I came to look at where it was, it's supposed to be in Chelik Sheni Perek Yud Aleph, but in this Druk, I couldn't find it. But the Chofetz Chaim says something marvelous. And this is a message we should all, and I'm talking to myself out loud. Says the Chofetz Chaim, he brings a Mechilta. Vi'ato, with an ayin. Vov ayin tov hei. Vi'ato. Ein tshuvo elo ato. Ve'ein ato elo tshuvo. Person wants to know the soida tshuva, tamos, zman tshuva, mashim and boyim. Everybody wants to do tshuva. What do people say? Ich tu an tshuva, ich bin shoyin azoy alt. Chazon speaks about this. People think they're already holding at this age, 50, 60, 70. Ich bin shoyin agiber. Look at the Chazon Ish, he has a reasonable, no reasonable maimer. It's mamish at sayetze. What a person can accomplish in no time, make mapeches. It's unbelievable. But the Chofetz Chaim explains, what does it mean, ve'ein at el tshuva? Says the Chofetz Chaim, and he brings three chazalim, and he explains, a person has to know, when he goes into the Beis Medrash and learns the Blat Gemara, three things. He's the only one in the world. This is the only Blat Gemara he has. And the third thing is, a person has to know, he doesn't know if there's somebody else going to take his place. Says the Chofetz Chaim, you know what to do tshuva? You don't have to turn over the Olamos. You don't have to jump too high. Va'ata. Right now. Forget about yesterday. Forget about tomorrow. Va'ata. If you live right now, that's Chaim. That's Chayoylam. If a person starts to indulge what it means real life, nothing can bother him. Your wife told you something, your friend told you something, that was yesterday. I don't live in that life. I'm somebody who is ascending higher. I don't get shepherded from news of the past. Why? Should've, could've, we'll work it out. We won't work it out. I want to live life. What's life? Ve'atem hadveikim b'ashem elekeichem chayim. Says the Chofetz Chaim, person wants to tshuva. You have to understand how deep, how meaningful. It's not a question if you're learning 100 hours a day or 500 hours a week. That's not the question. The question is, where is your mind and where is your focus? Are you here at it? Or your pace is running around? Again, I'm not here to say Musa. The world of technology, I'm not talking about the corruption of technology. That's another schmooze. But the distraction of technology. I'm not talking about in the middle of learning, you do have your phone on, you don't have your phone on. But the nekuda is one thing. What's the nekuda of a phone? What's going to be the next minute? Or what happened yesterday? This is all sugis of chayish. I'm going a little deeper. To be magdir, the oimik hadvorim. All the Marishan, if he would have done the chet ve'es hadas, and he would have ate from the eitz hachayim, v'ochlu mimenu, what does the pasuk say? V'chai lo'oilo. Live forever. So regularly you understand, v'chai lo'oilo means just a lot of time. Some people, 100 years, 1,000 years, 10 years. Chai lo'oilo means a life of eternity. Chai lo'oilo means a life of chai lo'oilo. What brought down the hepech of Chaye Oilom? Chet. Misa, that brought Misa. Misa's time. Person says, Shivim Shona, Shmoinim Shona. The sugi of Pora Adume, in the light and the Torah of the Ramban, is a sugi that we take a Pora Adume. I'm saying, Dvor Amukim, Mamish, Bekitz, and Nimritz. No korban is burnt to ash. And we say there's nothing here. There's certain kabbonis that are masakin zmanim, times of Yom Tov, Shabbosis, Tmidim. Here we're doing a whole new korban that never happened. It's above and beyond. We nullify it. And you know what we do with it? And we put it on Mayim Chayim.
to teach us that even after a person was distant from the true Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a new method. If a person's mevatel himself to a life of Torah, he becomes nitar from the chet of Adam Arishon, as they say in Ramban. And that's the pshat of Adam ki yomus ba'oyim. Everybody knows different Rosh Hashivas, different people say, when they go to learn, if the phone rings, tell them I'm dead. I'm dead. If Chas V'Shalom somebody dies, nobody's taking phone calls, there's no meetings. Right now I'm dead, it's all gone. For Adam ki yomus ba'oyim. And if a person lives a life for Adam ki yomus ba'oyim, it could be he only has a kviyas itim once a day for a small period of time. But in that small period of time, he ascended to a world of chayi uylam not to be sechein. It's a marvel of the rhyme. Rather, you could have a person who's learning many, many, many hours. But every single little thing that comes up distracts him. He's living in a world of chayi shul. The greatest corruption is bitul hazman. Bitul hazman. Bitul hazman, doing things, speaking things. We're not getting to lashon hara and dvar masur. But bitul hazman, the svar magdoishim or magdos is misa itself. Rabbi Ruchem Levavit says, "Anori the kemaimer marin, reish kol marin, the head of all bad is bitul hazman." Because somebody's mvatel zman, he doesn't understand the soid of v'ato, ein v'ato el tshuva. It could be 10 minutes a day, it could be 20 minutes a day, but it's v'ato, there's nothing else. And when a person is zoich to enter a world of v'ato, he's entering a new chayim. Rabbi Yisai, to have a harocha of a true tahara, a person has to have a poradum. And that's changing over from what we called fake time to real time. Right now, it's only involved with this. It might be there's a lot of things going on, but Taya Rebetzin, right now, v'odim ki yom spoil. And the same things by davening, the same things we're doing stokis. And that's the oimik of the healing of us, the Rav Nosi. Asoro dvorim nikro chayim. The Ovis, the Rav Nosi is teaching you. There's many things, there's many great things in this world. You want to know what's Chaim? Chaim in the sense that here's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megali is rotten 100%. Here's the Chayi Oilon, and the August Dernosen lists all things that are Chaim. Yerushalayim, Rabbeisim, Avar, Tess, I heard them speaking before, Tess is the Shaila from the Ketainis, Shivos, Batam is the coming Sunday. A person has to live the Yerushalayim. We might not have the physical Beis HaMikdosh, but Yerushalayim is Kayim. Our hearts and minds are Yerushalayim. The amount of times we speak about Yerushalayim a day are in the tens and in the hundreds, if you go to Pesukim and Zimra as well. This is all, are we living a life of the past? Are we busy with petty, witty things that once happened? I don't know the exact story they said, but there was a Talmud in Lakewood Yeshiva. He loved the news. He was the news agent of the whole yeshiva. And anything that happened in the entire world, and he can move in, it took him out of learning in a great way. Rabbi Aaron Kotler, at the end of the year, I'm not sure it was before Shoshana, he called him over, he says, "I need you, Mamish. I need 20 minutes of your time. I see that you know all the news. I'm very curious. Can you fill me in? What happened this year?" He sat Rabbi Aaron down. Kemuvan Rabbi Aaron was a shtickle evil. He had a shark at Fisa. And he told him all that happened throughout the year. He says, "My tire bachur, you wasted a life of a year what you gave me in 20 minutes. Do you understand what type of insane life you have?" That's people that are living in a false time. Might be exciting. Might be, I need to know. I don't need to know. I mean, look, hold it. I'm going to end off with just a few words of a Noyadik Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim says, he really asks a question.
The Gemara says in Soita Daf Tezvov that mitzvahs protect a person when they do the mitzvah. Torah is magnu matzla bein de'idna de'osikvo bein de'idna de'osikvo. So regularly understand that there's two chidushim over here. One's Nefesh HaChaim, one's another Tosef, is according to what we spoke till now. Regularly understand the pshat is Torah has a mile for mitzvahs. Mitzvahs can do only so much. Torah can do more. So first of all, the question is, and this is really the question of Nefesh HaChaim, what's the shira for him? Okay, learns Torah. Somebody went to Yeshiva Ketani, who's a Masifta Bach, he learned Torah for a year. I'm also got Torah. I'm good for life. Torah is going to protect me. What's the shirat for him? I mean, once a week, once a chodesh. What does it mean Torah is going to protect you, whether you're learning it or you're not learning it? Listen to the words of Chofetz Chaim, the Nefesh HaChaim. He brings down the Gemara. He says, "Ki hi gemalaso rak toy v'loy rak kol yimei chayel." Torah gives a person only good and no bad in his entire life. Haynu afilu be'idna d'loy osikbo. Now he says a condition. Kol zman shu dovuk. Listen to these words, and these are the marking words. You're busy, you have a profession, you're doing chesedim. Where's your mind? Where's your heart? Which life are you living? Which life are we attached to? We might have to hear this. We might be, you can't learn for an entire week, or a chodesh, a proper oinus. Where's your mind? Avuz the hearts. When you have 10 minutes, what do? Mechabt a bissel news? You have a bissel machloikis? Or mechabt a blab gemore? Or the afilu could be a tailor? Which life are we living? And the yeser oimik, I spoke with one of my chavrus or rabbeim, he says, when the Gemara says that Torah is magnum master, bein b'idna d'osik bo, b'loyisikbo, the Gemara says, bein b'yoyim bin b'layla. Lefia Omer doesn't mean bein b'yoyim bin b'layla. Daytime, nighttime, it means all the time. Above time! Abayisai, that is the tahara for Yisrael. Even though we do not have Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Torah, we can become Tohoyim. How do we come Tohoyim, says the Hilig Ramban? A person learns Torah Shabbal Peh, and he's choikik it. He says, Loshen from Zeus, chukes HaTorah, is he's choikik aliboy. He has a new ambition, he has a new drive, he has a new interest. It could be a short period of time, but he's dovuk to chayi oilom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow us to understand and appreciate what it means, zman. Every minute we're learning, doing mitzvahs, like we said before, v'odom ki yom esboil, v'ezer Hashem, like the Nefesh HaChaim says, we won't be poyish v'chayim oylem shalom. We zoyche b'korov HaKadosh Baruch Hu's megala the emes HaChaim of all the things it says obviously there are nothing, and it should be chaye oylem no b'sicheinu, and it should be zoyche in gichin the b'ni Beis HaMikdosh, which is nikros chayim, and to be oichel and to live from the Eitz HaChaim. Have a wonderful day.
My eigenlijk is dat voor mijn schaaien Miller.
Teach them in English, or you teach them in French?